what's coming up on today's experience. Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show which have nothing to do with life, but where else can you get this high level of entertainment for free? Wow! The review of the goofy news which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think, but where else can you get that high level of misdirection for free? Wow! Right? Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Because I'm telling you, thus far, we're still paying the radio rent. Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. The David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon, and I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk faith with you. Okay, there you go. That's a very, very unique personality, radio personality, originally in Phoenix and then in San Diego. Let's see if you can figure that out. All right, we're asking questions about living life as a Christian, that thingy. Here's a great question I thought about. I was driving home, praying about the show and so on and so forth. Listen to this. So far, for you personally, for me personally, so far, what is your favorite year of Christianity? What a question, right? Like, what is that? Just like, wow. What is your favorite year? It could be this year. It should be this year, but it could be this year. It could be any year. What is your favorite year of Christianity thus far? Wow. If you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, please don't let it die of loneliness. Just give us a call. 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you call 972-445-0770, when you make that call, you'll end up talking to Dynamite D.
Hello, lucky person. You got the number right, because you are talking to kid a Dynamite.
Talking to Dynamite D is like getting to the radio station with plenty of time left over. As opposed to yesterday, when I was functioning like, Gilligan. All right. Anyhow, bottom line, if you've got something you want to share, don't hesitate. You can also, by the way, text us. We love that, too. You can text us at 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Semi-professional voice now.
214-210-8483.
There you go. Also, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. That's David. Just David, D-A-V in the middle, I-D, at hemustincrease.org. .org, that's the big thing right there. And so we're also going to encourage you to go up to the website. There's a couple things on the website I want you to be aware of. As you know, there are articles. I forgot to mention, and this is my bad, so I apologize to Rosalind. If you go on the website, you're going to see this new little area called RozTunes. You're like, what is Roz Tunes? And that is her writing cartoons, and they are on the website.
Oh, wow, Dave.
See, we're just like, what? Who does that? We do that. Additionally, you can give on the website. So if you're not sure how to give, I want to make this really simple, okay? If you don't know what to do and you go on the website, you click on the donate button, you can give through the website. You do not have to be a PayPal member to donate through using your credit card, debit cards, whatever. But if you're uncomfortable and you want to talk, call me after the show at the 214-210-8483 number, and either I'll walk you through it or coordinate it with you so you can give. And we need the giving because it's really simple. Starting Monday, we need the giving. So it's not going to be overly complex. Here's our scripture for today, Luke 6:38. Give and it will be given. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put in your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. Luke chapter 6, verse 38. Check it all out on hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
Hemustincrease.org.
Praise report?
Hemustincrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
Hemustincrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
Hemustincrease.org.
Hemustincrease.org.
I don't know. I think that's, what do you think that is?
Well, I don't know what that is, but I want to say this really quick, Dave. I think, you know, that scripture, reading that scripture made me think about you when you said that you will have to, you and Noel have to increase your giving to other ministries and stuff. And
uh-huh.
I think that's so important because as we're asking for, you're also doing it. And I was like, man, that's an interesting point that you
made. You know, we just gave today to a new ministry. It's just so funny you should bring
that
up. So
go
just so now we're giving to six different churches because we just think that's right. But we're not loaded, so we're not giving a ton. But that's not the point. The point is you give because it's you know, it's our appreciation for the Lord. And he's been amazing in my life. I have 45 years, right? He's been amazing to me in all of these things. I mean, this is yet another ministry the Lord's brought me into where I started with nothing.
Yeah. So you read that scripture.
I love it.
Made me think about that.
I mean, it's just awesome stuff. All right, so we're going to pray, and I want to pray for a couple of different people. There's a couple of things going on. First, we always talk about what we need to pray for. Let me give a shout-out to Eric and Lisa. It is their 37th anniversary today. She had foot surgery. He had shoulder surgery. So I sent him a text saying that she does the walking and you do the carrying. But just a blessing, a shout-out to them. They've been a great blessing for the ministry. We appreciate them and appreciate their love and their prayers and just want them to have a wonderful, as best they can, 37th anniversary, only because there's not a lot they can do. They can't go water skiing, and they can't go carrying rocks all over the place, so there's a limit there. Number two, we want to pray for Jennifer, who's still sick, should be back in tomorrow, that's the theory, as well as her dad has not been feeling good, so we're going to lift him up as well. And I got to pray for my baby Easton because Easton's having a tough week, one of her tougher weeks. Now, he's not going through massive seizures, but he's going through a lot of personal struggle, and they think he's in a little bit of pain, and we don't like that. And then we're also going to pray for Nola because John reached out. They're looking for a way to bring comfort into her life and healing into her life, and we're going to ask the Lord to do that. So let's bring it all to the Lord in prayer. And how do we know that God answers prayers? You're saved, aren't you? Okay, that's number one. That'll just help you right there. Let's do it. Father, we come before you right now, and we first and foremost say thank you. First, we thank our God. Hallelujah, Lord. You are so kind. You are gracious to us. Even when we do dumb things, say some dumb things, and think dumb things, your mercy still prevails. And so we're asking on behalf of people in our lives, people that are a part of our family and connected to us either by physical or by spiritual blood. And we're just asking you, Lord, as we lift up Jennifer and her sickness, that you would bring healing for her father, that he would make quick recovery. We lift up Easton. We're asking you to pour it out upon Julianne and Jared that they can have a sustaining confidence and faith in you, that you will help them prevail. And we lift up Nola to you, and we beseech you. I think of Numbers 12:13, where you wrote in your word that Noah said, please, Lord, heal her. That's exactly what he said. And we're just asking you to please, Lord, heal Nola. And that family, and John, and his family, and everybody involved, and comfort their hearts. That's what we're asking for. We pray for our brother Gary, as we always do. We love Gary, and we ask you just to bring healing. What a great testimony that's going to be. And we lay these things before you. We know you're in charge, but we know you love being pursued from us to you, and we pursue you in this. We seek you as the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longs for thee. And so we are looking for you in these situations. Please bring your grace, your mercy, compassion to manifest in these situations. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Okay, that's the way we get rolling on the show. That's how we start it. So I am going to do this very first teaching because it is lights out fantastic. So you might as well just get used to it. And like we said, we don't know what we're doing with the timing and everything else. It doesn't matter. All right, here it is. Psalm 37, and you guys will know this. You guys actually know this scripture pretty well. Psalm 37, verse 34. Psalm 37, 34. I just know you guys know this, but I want to make sure we get it together. This will be out of the New King James Version on this particular one. It says this in Psalm 37, 34. It says this: "Wait upon the Lord and keep his ways, and he shall exalt you to inherit the land." Just stop. Oh, man. Wait upon the Lord. So there's a couple things built into this that a lot of people might not realize. From Psalm 37, he's emphasizing the importance of waiting on the Lord. So that's an important element. So he tells us in waiting on the Lord that there are actually three components to this waiting on the Lord, even though you might not see it right off the bat. But wait on the Lord means patiently waiting for God's timing. To patiently wait for God's time. Like, slow your roll, Joel. Take it easy. The Lord's timing is perfect. He doesn't need anybody else's Timex. His is perfect. It's like he's got it exactly how it's supposed to be. So patiently waiting for God's timing. At the same time, it says, and keep his ways. You see that keep his ways text? That means be faithful to his commandments. That means stay connected to the commandments of God. Keep his ways. Don't veer off. Stay focused. And then it says this, and he shall exalt you to inherit the land. That third element that's not talked about is this hopeful anticipation of God's exaltation that leads to the inheritance. It's this expectation that he will do something and he shall exalt you to inherit the land. It is coming. You have to have an expectation. When you have faith and then you offer up your faith and your faith goes, I believe, but now it's 2 seconds later, so I no longer believe, that's a problem. You have to maintain that expectation. And he shall do something. It's coming. And you think, but is that deliverance coming for me? I've been praying for weeks and weeks and months and years. Hey, you want to hear something really amazing? Israel prayed for deliverance for years and years and perhaps even centuries. So you know what? You just keep praying. You go, I don't have that much time. God knows how much time you have. You walk this with him. That's what you do. So you have this waiting. You have this patiently waiting for God's timing, trusting that he's perfect in his timing. You stay faithful to his commandments. You keep that expectation high. You don't let that drop off. And as a kicker, I call it a kicker. Okay, so he says this: when the wicked are cut off, you'll see it. I've seen the wicked in great power. They're spreading themselves like a native green tree. Yet he passed away, and behold, was no more. Indeed, I sought for them, I could not even find them. Here's this other kicker that he goes: this is the things Christians should do. This is the things believers should do. This is the things that the faithful children should do. And then he says this: hey, just remember, the wicked, they ain't gonna last. It's like, these people are bad. Hey, you know what? It may appear that the wicked are strong and impressive, powerful in their declarations, but their existence is transient, and they will eventually fade away. The contrast to that is you will not. So while you are going through it, you and me, us together, we patiently wait for God's timing, we stay faithful to his commandments, and we keep the expectation high. That's what the Lord desires of us. Okay? All right. How's that?
Is that how we're starting a Wednesday off day?
That's Wednesday. That's where we're starting. And this will be eventually the ultimate how we're going to do the ins and outs. So you might as well get used to them, because I'm going to start doing them now. You're listening to the David Swoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas, and KBright 1240, the Christian Station in San Diego. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. What the whole teaching has to do with is the dissatisfaction that people have who are worldly when the divine is involved. I want you to hear that line. That's the big line. That's the big connector between all of this. The worldly are never satisfied if divinity is involved. So the example Jesus says is, you know, we played the flute for you, right? And the flute, you know, woo, the flute, yay, happy sounds, right? And the people are like, no. And it's like, okay, well, we sang a dirge for you, right? What'd you sing at a funeral, right? And the people were like, no. And then John the Baptist, he says, comes. And John the Baptist is as straight as you can get. We would call him, a massive teetotaler might be fair enough to say. And he says, he's not eating bread. He's not drinking any wine. And you people, the way you respond, you go, hey, he's got a demon. And then Jesus, he says, I come, Son of Man comes, I'm eating and drinking. And then what do the people do? They extreme it out and they say, he's a glutton because he's eating, not eating more than he should, just eating. And he's a drunkard because he had wine. You see, this is the thing. The thing is that the world and the worldly are never satisfied. That's why I said that connection to the song. And don't get mad at me that I used a Rolling Stones song. It's not my fault. They wrote a song called I Can't Get No Satisfaction. This is the Lord trying to reach people at different levels, and people keep going, no, 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 no. And it's nonstop. And there's just no satisfying them. And even the one thing that I would say, and I've said this before in the beginning of this broadcast, and I don't really care about your political affiliations, but when people get going in a certain direction, you can't move them one way or another. And when the media was all over Donald Trump, it's fair to say that had he helped cure cancer with research, they would have accused Donald Trump of putting people out of business who were in the cancer business. It's just like that's exactly what they would have done. Everybody knows that. And it's because that's how the mentality is. If somebody comes along and does something that's good and it's not appreciative to the world or they don't like it, they will rip it to shreds. You can't play the flute. You can't sing a dirge. You can't be Johnny the Baptist. And you can't be Jesus Christ because none of those things satisfy. We want exactly what we want, which, by the way, they don't even know what they want. That's the irony. It's God that's giving the opportunity for people to get the answers, and people are so inwardly confused because of Satan, they wouldn't know a good thing if it split them in the eyeballs. That's the problem.
The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas, and K-Bright 1240, the Christian Station in beautiful San Diego. K-Bright, bright like the sun. That's right. Here we go on our first trivia question. Let's see if you guys can get this one. You guys should get this one. This is not that hard, but you guys should get it. On what day did God rest? Okay. On what day did God rest? If you think you know, 972-445-0770. That'd be the number to call. 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. Wow. And you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. In the meantime, we'll do our DNA. DNA is exceedingly important to us. It's our building blocks of how we function daily. D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Just can't even express, not even possible, how important it is to spend time separated time from the Lord. Separated, as in like, no distractions, okay? If you're able to do it, and I'll just say exactly what Jesus said, get into the closet. Thank you, okay? Just you can't get away from it.
And Dave, what we talked about during the break, it is so important. That word of God, you can have so much going on in your personal life, but getting that word, it refreshes you.
It revives your soul. Just think of it that way. It's like, well, I need a revival. There you go. Okay. And never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. Never be ashamed of what Jesus had to say. Yes, the world will try and make you ashamed, because you want to know why they'll try and make you ashamed? Because they're ashamed. Don't you understand what's going on? Oh, that projection thing where they put it on other people? Nah, that's what's going on. And then A, always be ready.
To serve.
To serve, which means OPM, other people matter. And how important is that? It's this important. Jesus said, if you do it, you're a witness for me. If you function that way, you're testifying to me. If you function that way, you please me because it's what I want you to do. It's what I came to do. I came to serve others. To serve others does not mean to support them in their sin. It does not mean to support them in their sinful lifestyle. To serve others might be to pray the very thing you need to pray. God, do whatever it takes to get to that person's heart so they might find you. That's part of serving too. Keep that in mind, okay? All right. Trivia question, on what day did God rest? On what day did God rest? 972-445-0770. You also text in 214-210-8483 or send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Firing right back into the text because we got lots to cover. Let's go right to it. And look at verse 37, and actually we're going to pick up at verse 37, but we'll go all the way through to 40. And it says this, Psalm 37, verse 37, "Mark the blameless man and observe the upright. For the future of that man is peace." Yeah. "But the transgressions," or the transgressors, "shall be destroyed altogether. The future of the wicked shall be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is from the Lord, and he is their strength in the time of trouble." Ooh. "And the Lord shall help them and shall deliver them, and he shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trusted in him." Wow. You just can't be. These psalms are just like, these are already sermons. Just going to read them. You don't have to do much else. Here it is. Psalm 39 of Psalm 37 says, "David proclaims the Lord is our source of strength and help." Now, here's a big portion that you got to catch. This is not only in significant matters, but it's also in the smallest aspects of our lives. What we fail to do is recognize that when the Lord says the Lord's going to help us, we're thinking, yeah, because that boulder is so big, I can't even look around it. But you know, the Lord helps you in the little things, too. And we tend to forget that God is helping us consistently. It's in the time of trouble, not the time of big trouble, not the time of even little trouble. It's just in the time of all trouble. So sometimes you got things going on. It's a little bit of a pain. Hey, guess what? That still counts as the Lord being an opportunity for the Lord to help you, to give you strength in the time of trouble, and to help. It's like, you know, there's a lot of people I want to help me. There's a lot of people that I would love to be a part of what we're doing, and so on and so forth. You know what? I need God's help. If I don't have God's help, it ain't going to matter. I can have the entire world's help. If God doesn't help, then the majority is lost. I need the Lord to help me. And again, it's important for us to understand that when Jesus took the time to say, "Even the hairs of your head are numbered," he was illustrating the level, the depth of how much God is tuned into us. I promise you, even for somebody that's got no hair like me, I do not know the number of follicles that are involved. I can just promise you. And just people can give estimates or whatever. That you're missing the entire point. God knows when every little hair falls out and every little hair grows in. Wow. What a useless piece of information. But that's the level that God loves at. That's the depth. And so he is our strength in the time of trouble. But I want you to catch this because David says, "The Lord has helped them, deliver them, shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trusted in him." So David concludes the Psalms by reminding us that God's our deliverer. He's our helper. He's our eternal companion. However, there is a vital condition attached to receiving these benefits. You know what that is? We must place our trust in the Lord alone. Why shall God deliver us? Look at verse 40. "He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them." Wow. Here's the "Because," or "for," which is the reason, "they trust in him." We must place our trust in God alone. Instead of relying on ourselves or idolizing worldly wisdom, which really ultimately ends up in evil, we're called to embrace the freedom, the peace, and the truth found in trusting in God's grace. We cannot trust in all these other things. You have to trust in the Lord. It's like, well, I know, but then sometimes when I'm trusting in the Lord, I don't feel like I'm doing enough. That is because you're a control freak. Sorry, people are like, you can't say that. Just did. Remember, I'm not your pastor. I'm your big brother. Here's how this goes, okay? Because we have the attitude, well, I have to do something. We're saying that we have to be the ones that contribute to the solution. You know what? Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain that take it on. If God is not doing it, you can do it until you have no sweat left, no blood left, no skin left, no bones left. It don't matter. The goal here is central. Salvation of the righteous is from the Lord, not from our own hands. He is their strength in the time of trouble. When? In the time of trouble. The Lord helped them and delivered them. He shall deliver them through the wicked and save them because they trust, perfect present tense, in him. Not trusted, trust in him. That's what the Lord calls us to, okay? On what day did God rest? Not that he needed to rest, but on what day did he rest is an illustration for all of us. And that would be the seventh day, the seventh day. You guys know that. Don't be afraid to reach out. We know you know, okay? All right, we will take our break. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station in Texas, and KBright 1240, the Christian Station in San Diego. Short break. Don't go anywhere.
Have you ever wanted to get involved with a ministry that promotes Jesus Christ as Lord, but just don't know how? Serving in ministry is a matter of devotion, time, and talent. Are you looking for a place to try and test the waters? Do you want to get involved? Come join the Ambassadors Initiative. Be an ambassador for the David Spoon Experience. It doesn't pay great. Actually, it doesn't pay anything. But the eternal benefits are out of this world. Be a representative. Why not? It couldn't hurt. Well, we hope not anyway. You don't need to be a professionally qualified minister. You need to have a pulse. By that, we mean you need to have a heart. Just go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Click on the three lines at the top right of the website and then click on the Ambassadors Initiative link. Fill out the form and we will reach out to you. Sorry. No parking tickets will be paid for you as an ambassador through this position.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Let me tell you what I'm torn between the two. I'm twixt between the torn two. You want to know why? I've got the biggest breaking story ever.
No,
to
you
be,
need to do that first. Yeah, I just can't wait.
More than my whole thing about the four-way stop sign.
Yep.
You want me to do the number one story?
That's
Ladies
right.
and gentlemen, you better get ready. Here's my advice. I don't give this advice very often, and I don't give it uncheckfully. What's uncheckfully? I don't know. Here's the biggest story you have ever heard on the David Spoon Experience. If you have children who are listening, if you are not in a car, it's time to cover their ears or send them into another room. That's how chilling this is. Ladies and gentlemen, I have it off the press literally within the last 2.5 hours. Actually, it's less than 2.5 hours ago. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. I have it right in my hands. Get ready. Do not get nauseous when you hear this. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a fact that as of today, the Navy, the United States Navy, officially has made its proclamation. Ready? Are you ready? Are you listening? This is the most important thing ever. You ready? That Captain Crunch is a fraud. Ladies and gentlemen, the United States Navy has declared that Captain Crunch...
I do not buy it.
No, listen to this. Here's why. Let me tell you why. Captain Crunch has 3 stripes on his cuffs, and that signifies a commander and not a captain. So the United States Navy has made it absolutely known today, Captain Crunch, nay... He nay a captain. Nay. Now, it is true.
Rename the cereal Commander Crunch?
Yes, Commander Crunch. That's the new. That's why I told you, don't let your kids hear this. It is possible that that uniform could represent either German or Portuguese Navy. They're not sure because all of those uniforms were lost with their great navies.
770 KAAM, Garland, Dallas, Fort Worth.